Palm 2 Tango Mobile.
Ski Sugar 8 Delta. Good morning.
8 Delta Station. I didn't catch all of your call. Name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located over here in Spartanburg. Going to get my first COVID shot today.
Ah, congratulations. I got mine last week, my first one. So I'm waiting for the second one. Name here is Mike, and I'm in Campobello. And the call is Whiskey Sugar 8 Delta, one of those metric calls we used to call them.
Yep, Whiskey Sugar 8 Delta. That's like, I went for a short one when I got my call, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. I was looking for a good CW call, and there weren't any in the fourth call area, even though I've lived down here all my life, most of my life anyway, so. So I went looking in one land and two land, and that's of the two I sent them, that's the one they gave me, so. Anyway, I'm on my way to the Costco store here in Spartanburg, their pharmacy. That's where I'm getting shot number one today. And I guess they'll schedule me in whatever length of time for number two.
Schedule for number two yet. I drove from Campobello to Columbia to get the first shot. It was a 100-mile ride. But I got there just the right time. It was very smooth going in, getting the shot, and getting out. Took a half an hour.
That's for 10:30, but knowing what the traffic is like over around the Westgate Mall area, which is where the Costco is located, back in behind the back of the mall, I figure I'd get there a little early and see how much argument they're going to give me about my paperwork, even though they've gotten all the information when they call me. Oh, God, gas has gone up another 10 cents a gallon since yesterday. $2.499. Oh, well. I guess we'll have to suffer through that.
N0TR.
N0TR, go ahead, sir. WS8D.
Good morning. Rusty, I just wanted to warn you. We just got home from Aldi's, and oh, wow, there were 3 accidents on the way to Hampton down there, but they were getting them cleared finally. And you said you was going to Costco. I wanted to warn you, as you pull into Costco's, about 30 yards down the road, that hole that's always been there has enlarged. So go to the right and straddle it. Otherwise, you'll knock your car clear out of line and really do some damage.
The Costco's over here in Spartanburg?
Yes, sir. And we was just there... When yesterday or day before, Bernice? I don't know. Day before. And they haven't made any attempt to fix it. And there's several other ones on the way to the store there. But that first one, Rusty, must be, I'm just going to guesstimate, 2.5 feet wide and 6 inches deep. You might, with your smaller vehicle, crowd to the left. But I recommend straddling it. Because if you crowd to the left, you'll probably catch your right front wheel in it. It's just ridiculous.
I'll look out for that, and good morning to you and Bernice and also, and a fellow we got online with us is up in Campobello, and you can say good morning to him.
I think it was a W-8 call, and that sounds like Michigan, but I'm probably wrong. And the name here's Tom, N0TR. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Name here is Mike, and you hit the nail on the head. I was first licensed back in the 80s up near the Detroit area. And we were talking a minute ago about the call that Rusty procured. I can't speak. I had a buddy up there at the same time that I got my license, was looking for a CW call, and he researched the three land and found his call there. And it kind of surprised me at the time that it was that easy to do. But, so I'm familiar with the three calls. Anyway, WS8D, go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, Mike, it's strange when you look for things. And you, of course, like I said, I looked for calls that were going to be good CW calls. And I found one in one land and one in two land, and I put both of them on my sheet. And the one land was on the top, the two land was on the bottom. And I got the Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. And if you talk to my friends enough around here, including Tom, and I put him at the top of my friend list, one of my top of my friend list, they'll tell you that I am wound up too tight. W-U-2-T. Right, Tom?
Here's to everybody, Rusty. Especially out in the traffic around here. Mike, was it Whiskey Sierra 8 Delta? I didn't get that suffix.
Whiskey Sugar 8 Delta. Never could come up with great phonetics for that. Nothing made a lot of sense. Whiskey Sugar 8 Donuts, that was about the best one.
Yeah, I don't make up things like that. I've seen it happen in Kansas, and they got carried away with it and started getting kind of bad. So we just go by our calls. But at any rate, our oldest daughter lives in West Bloomfield. Rusty's real familiar with Michigan. He's been up there a lot. And her husband's an engineer at a place that makes the foam for your car seats, corporate guy. And Shelly's a professional musician, plays in the Michigan Philharmonic. Go ahead, Rusty.
Right. Well, that phonetics is what somebody, I forgot which one of my friends put that on me, but usually I just go by the call sign. And Tom's right. Most of us around here, we know call signs, and we know call signs and first names. The heck with anything else. That's the only two important items that you know. And of course, I'm watching the traffic here, Tom. Like I said, I left. My appointment's not 10:30, but I gave myself 45 minutes to make this 15-minute drive up here to where I got to be, because I did not want to push things, as they say. So anyway, I'm headed up to the mall area and everything. And Mike, how, you been down in this area for a good while, or just getting moved in down this way?
Pretty much just getting moved in. Been here for a couple of months now and getting things sorted out. I still got some technical things to work out with the county and all that, but getting there. I was going to say, I went and had that shot, and I didn't have any reaction to it at all, so that's a good thing.
Mike? Well, you got a nice looking shack and some good test instruments there, I see. And just brought your call up there. And like I said, the kids live up there. They love it. They sent pictures last week. They went north, and I can't remember. It wasn't to the Upper Peninsula, but it was north of there, and went cross-country skiing and had a good time. It was a balmy 17 degrees at the time. Go ahead, Rusty.
And had their balmy 17 degrees and the snow and all of that stuff. Like I said, I've had enough of it down here when we've had it, because nobody down here knows how. And they definitely aren't set up to handle it on taking care of the roads and things. You don't expect snow in South Carolina. But it is what it is. Like he says, I've made a number of trips to go with a lady that lived up in Michigan, and I'd make trips up to her place, and she'd make trips down here, and then I'd make trips down to Florida where my sister lives. But the lady and I are from Michigan no longer. She's living down here somewhere, but anyway, that's another story. But anyway, it's, you know, you get into doing things and traveling around and, so getting things done, and I'm going to try to do that today. I got to go pick up another monitor to go in my radio room. The two have got just aren't enough space. I need one more monitor to figure out where to put it around my computer so I can see both of them and see all three of them. And I can get everything I need up on the screen when I'm operating. But sometimes you need more than one screen. And I found out sometimes you need more than two screens, lately anyway. But anyhow, I'm kind of retired. In 6 weeks, I'll be 74 years old, so I let it go at that. But it is, you know, it's a Thursday morning. It's 58 degrees out here on its way up to a little in the mid-60s. So, and we got a little bit of sunshine every now and again peeking through the clouds. And we'll have to see what it brings. Anyway, WU2T Mobile. Go ahead, Mike.
Spent a lot of time up in Michigan. I'm well aware of the snow. I hate it. I want to see none of it. We had a couple of inches of snow drop on us here, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. And that kind of snow I can handle. It was gone the next day, so I don't mind that at all. I still have a bunch of stuff to do around here. I need another monitor as well, and I've got nowhere to put it yet, so I've got to work on that. And I've got to work on getting my 2-meter 440 antenna up in the air. It's a work in progress. It's sitting up at about 15 feet now, and I hope to get it up to about 30. And I was going to do that yesterday, but it was just breezy enough where I thought it was a bad idea. So hopefully today will be a little better. Anyway, I'll let you guys go, and hope you have a nice, smooth time there at Costco. We're right near Costco. 73s, guys. Nice speaking to you. WS8D.
Okay, Mike. Fine business. I like that Zenith radio you got sitting there. That's more back from my grandmother's era, I think. And I love the keys. Although you have some bugs there, and I can't run those. I use paddles. And by the way, we're located between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham over here. 14 miles northeast of Greer, Mike. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. Your signal is absolutely perfect. No noise in it at all. Rusty's got a little bit noisy there, but he's driving. So that's to be expected now and then. And Rusty, you might get gasoline while you're over there. It's probably cheaper at Costco. And don't forget about that pothole. WS8D sign. This is N0TR73's, Mike.
Let me jump back in for just a second.
Go ahead.
That photo is of my old shack. The gear, I still have all that gear, but stuff has changed a bit. I have roughly 6 transoceanics. I used to collect the damn things. And it's kind of a, well, between collecting those and collecting keys, kind of an obsession. Yeah, I've got several bugs. I use them all the time with the SKCC group. I don't know if you've heard of those guys, Straight Key Century Club. And the whole idea there is to use some kind of mechanical key and not a keyer. A buddy of mine and I spent a lot of time on the air playing with those to try and get to a point where people could understand what we were doing. It's a challenge, but it's fun. Okay, back to it. 73 WS8D.
Catch you another time, and maybe I can get you interested in the 3905 Century Club, which is a group I'm with, and we do all kinds of things, CW, PSK, RIDI, and voice. But anyway, and Tom, I didn't have to worry about that hole because guess what? They've got that side closed off. You can't even go down that side today. They have it closed off, and they're actually filling in the hole. So, you know, maybe somebody, enough things happened that they decided to do something about it. So, anyway, but I have arrived over here at Costco's, and I'm going to sit out here in the parking lot a little while because it didn't take quite as long as I thought to get here. And we'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that, Rusty, because that could cause a very bad accident right there. And then you got all those cars coming one after another right in behind you on a curve. And, wow, it was just extremely dangerous. And it'd been there for like 3 weeks, I'd say. No excuse for that. And then there was quite a few other little holes on down the line on that side. Well, that's good news. Somebody's doing something intelligent. The only problem in the past they've had is whatever they fixed there hasn't lasted. And I don't know if they'll do it right this time. Maybe it means they got it blocked off. take care. Glad to hear you're getting your shot today. We don't get ours for another week or so, and I'll be glad. It's funny, they canceled Bernice's shot down here on Buncombe, and last night I got a notice from that vaccine management system, VAMS or whatever it is, and it said that she was due to get her shot this morning down there. And I know that was canceled because our other two appointments are confirmed over on the west side of town there at the old Kmart store. Anyways, I didn't even touch it. I thought, boy, that might screw everything up. 73's, Rusty. Have a good day. This is NZTR.